If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's time for us to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Randolph Childress, hoops legend at Wake Forest, now an analyst for ACC Network. Randolph, thanks for joining us again, man. We appreciate the time.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing better than the Maryland basketball program right now. Before we get into the Final Four, talk about the mess in College Park. Kevin Willard departs. He goes to Villanova. We obviously know all the drama that surrounded that during the NCAA tournament. All of the Crab Five are departing. They're either in the portal, have used up their eligibility, or are heading to the NBA in Derek Queen's instance. Talk about how Maryland tries to rebuild this thing on the fly, and who do you think's in line to be the next head coach?
Wow. It was all good a week ago, right? I mean, we talked about a team going to Sweet 16. It's a mess. There's just no other way to describe it. And you guys know more than everyone knows the story, you know, with Evans heading to SMU. Mm-hmm. You knew this was coming. I'll say this, whether you didn't want him, if you didn't want Willard back, then you should have had an idea of where you were going and getting ahead of this and having some communication with someone else. Mm-hmm. I know the fans are upset with the coach and stuff like that with Willard, and those things happen. But as a university, you have to be ahead of this. You either was going to extend him or looking for his replacement. It's honestly how I feel.
How do you do it, though, with no AD?
Losing your AD and your head coach at the same time, that's tough.
No, it is. It is. But that's what you're paid to do, right? Mm-hmm. You guys got a show to do tomorrow. If you two walk off the set, somebody else, they're going to figure out. Someone's going to host. They're going to get ahead of this and figure out a way. The show goes on. I mean, I get it. But, again, you knew the AD was going to be – was the plan was to implement an AD? The timing of all this sucks, I mean, to be honest. Mm-hmm. What I will say is an AD leaving – everybody's caught up in what Willow was saying, but it looks bad with Evans leaving and going to SMU and then Willard leaving. It's a bad look for Maryland University athletics, period. Yeah. I don't care how you feel about it. You could be upset with Willard about it, but you're talking about an AD and a head coach leaving that was on us at the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks bad. So, however we feel about it, you got to take a second and think of, like, what's going on here at University of Maryland? Like, are we not – we don't have the resources. It's just for a school that you guys love and support. I love it as well from afar, and it's home. But it's a bad look right now in College Park for whatever reason. And if we're going to talk about who, they're going to have to write a big check. And if they're unprepared to do that, then – you know, it's what are we doing? I mean, what are you going to do? Then it's, to me, it's you go after a guy like Dwayne Simpkins or something, and then, you know, no coach in their right mind is going to take this job without an AD. That's just you know, no established successful coach, I'd say.
That's what I think.
Is going to do that. There's absolutely no way. That ain't going to happen. So all the rumors floating around and Nate Oaks was interested in his job, it's laughable.
What about Buzz Williams? Yeah, it sounds like he's, like, super interested.
Well, but Buzz is one of those guys, and let's be honest, Buzz is one of those guys that he's a grinder, man. Every 4 or 5 years, he's looking to move and go somewhere else. He grinds people. And so there may be some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But again, he didn't come up for a nickel on a dollar. I mean, he's pennies on a dollar. He's coming for, you're going to have to compensate that man. He's been incredibly successful. So,
yeah.
There could be some truth to that. But again, even someone like him to come to Maryland without an AD, you're going to have to give him a financial package that will make it difficult to rid of him when you do decide to hire an AD. So, This is just the optics of all of this is just really, really bad right now for a program that had just got back to
where they needed to be
and national prominence and where we think the job is, because the perception of the job with the perception of the not even perception, the reality of the talent that comes out of that area every year. It's just the results are just not there.
Now, obviously, Maryland's in a kind of a horrific start over spot. Right, losing your coach and your AD and all the players. But minus the coach and AD issue, ton of other universities going to have the same problem, right? They're going to lose all that. I mean, everyone goes in the portal now. You either go to the league or you go in the portal when the season's over, right?
You don't know. That part is fine. That's the normal.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here on April 1st and a portal opened up over a week ago.
Yeah.
You're not even close. You have to, first of all, you don't have anything established to even move forward. Like, we're sitting here on April 1st with no coach. You don't even have a team.
Yeah.
So you're falling further and further behind. Let's face it, Maryland basketball is going to suck next year. It's going to suck next year. You're behind because those to get a coach. He's no like I said, no established coach is going to come without an AD. And in order for him to do so, you're going to have to give him a financial package that, let's be honest, seems to be part of the problem why everybody left anyway.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Randolph. And we took a lot of calls over the last week about this.
Yeah, I did. I listened to you guys, and you guys were crushing Willard, man. I was laughing. I got to be honest with you guys, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think that the fans would have as much of a problem with Willard leaving if he didn't say what he said. If he just said, look, I'm just not getting the support that I need to get my team to the Final Four, and I'm way behind these other teams in the Big Ten or the SEC, whatever. Villanova is going to offer me more support. I think Maryland fans would have been okay with that, and they would have blamed the school or the AD more than they did Willard. But the fact that Willard was saying, I haven't talked to my agent about it, I haven't talked to my wife. I mean, he just lied. I mean, his wife was in the hotel room in San Francisco. Of course they talked about it. I mean, we're not stupid. So I think what he said and how he went about it is why most fans blamed Willard over the school.
I agree with you. I don't have any retort, anything to respond to that. But everyone does it. Mm-hmm. Everyone does it. That's just part of doing business. You're not going to – 90% of these jobs that are done were done while they were still coaching. McNeese State, Will Wade going to NC State is just part – in today's time, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking, whether they admit it or not. Some of it, the information comes out. That's the way it's done now. Because even going back, to be honest with you guys, even with the firing of coaches, sometimes when coaches are under contracts, they fire a guy because, you know what, we're going to make a change, so let me go out here. And when that guy agrees, when you get a – I said this about Keats. I said this about Keats when Will Wade got the job. I said they fired Keats because they got their guy.
Uh-huh.
And their guy was Will – and their guy – agreed to it, and Will Wade had already agreed to the job well before this tournament stuff had started. That's why he was able to get out in front. So I don't fault you for it, but I do think that the changing of Villanova and everything else, until the ink is dry or until you get that verbal agreement that you're going to do it, Of course you're going to hem and haw and lie. Like, all these guys are lying until it's actually done. I think that part of it is done. If I'm a Maryland fan, I would take that energy somewhere else and try to figure out, all right, how do we get to this point? Are we not? Because I think there's a disconnect in the reality of where Maryland is and the perception of where Maryland is.
Yeah. So before we get to the games this weekend, are you, if they do hire Buzz Williams, good hire?
Buzz can coach and he'll do a really good job. But again, he's a grinder. He's a different personality guy. Every 4 or 5 years, that's just what happens.
Yeah. He just bounces.
He just, he's the type of guy. He's not, whether he fits, no one, you know, it is what it is. And again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for having coached against him and, you know, competed against his teams. His teams play really hard. They have an identity. He does a great job, but he moves around quite a bit, and he's not leaving Texas A&M to come to Maryland for money. That's not the case. And even if it was, I just from an institution standpoint, they have a lot of resources there. So the question would be, why is he leaving there right now for a team that was successful as they have been all year long? So it would be a good hire. I think a guy like him or Mick Cronin, who is, you know, has bounced around, and a guy who took over a UCLA job that was kind of forgotten in the past, had been a long time, and brought him back to tournament and relevancy and done a fairly good job. So guys like that would be guys I think you can take a flyer at this point of their lives. And so we'll see what happens. You hear so many rumors out there, but some of those stuff I just find it hard to believe.
I don't know what to believe until it actually happens.
Yes.
All right. So Saturday, first game is Florida-Auburn. Obviously, rematch from what Florida went into Auburn in the regular season and beat them. And, Florida's comeback against Tech was unbelievable. Auburn had pretty much control of that game against Michigan State for the most part. Got a little scare there with Jonai with the injury. That looked bad.
Yeah.
All right, before we talk about Houston Duke, give me your thoughts on Florida-Auburn.
I think it's Florida. I thought it was before, even when Jonai Brown was healthy and with Jonai Brown being compromised a little bit. Even that game got a little shaky when he went down. I just think Florida's as a completed team, hit them and Duke are really, really good teams. And I think Florida comes out and plays in the national championship game.
Yeah, I mean, that comeback was incredible.
Unreal.
And, like, the shots Clayton was hitting, I mean, they weren't easy shots. Not like they were open looks. He was coming off a screen, a guy in his face, and just draining him.
He has been a guy. I said this before. I had him in the first game of the year, and I have been screaming he was an All-American all year long. I was telling my friends that were scouts and everything, like, hey, this is a guy. He's not on draft boards. He's a good player. You need to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
Some camp invites or second round or something like that. He's been really, really good. It's been fun to watch his growth. And, man, he is as calm and collected in the moment when it matters most. And he hit some daggers to get them back and then keep them ahead to win that game. So he's everything I thought he was from watching him. It's just been fun to see his development from Iona and his growth at Florida. And they're in the Final Four now against a familiar foe. But I think Florida prevails in the matchup.
We're joined by Randolph Childress, hoops analyst for ACC Network. So Houston just ran a clinic on Tennessee. Oof. In that game, 28% from the field, 17% shooting from three-point land. I mean, they were buried at halftime when they scored 15 points. Can Duke be much more effective against if Houston plays that way against Duke? Are we going to see a similar result?
No, mm-mm. Not against Duke. Tennessee struggled to score anyway. I thought that was a perfect matchup for Houston because you take away Gainey, you take away Lanier. They're going to struggle. Tennessee doesn't get any scoring from their frontline guys. They're 4-5. They don't get any production anyway from those guys. They're just the way their team is constructed. They struggle to score. Houston was a better version of Tennessee with a better offensive player in their guard production. Zakai Ziegler, their starting point guard, doesn't score a lot. So three of their starting five guys are not really scorers against an elite defensive team like Houston was going to make it difficult for them. I Duke can attack you in so many different ways. The problem I think that Houston's going to have is scoring against Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've said this before, throw away the numbers. Duke individually, they defend and play really hard as well. I think it'll be a really good matchup. But I like the depth and the overall shooting ability and talent of Duke. I just think Duke scores enough offensively to beat them. People don't take for granted the positional size. The Duke is massive.
They're so big.
They're so big, and their smallest guard is 6'5", and they have so there won't be. Houston won't physically be able to overpower those guys. I love their experience, but this Duke team is, they're 6'5", 6". You know, you look at a guy like Cyan James, he's a tight end playing point guard for those guys. You're not physically bullying him, and we know about Cooper Flag and what their front line is, Malawash, and they're healthy now at the right time, and they're playing their best basketball. I don't know how Houston scores enough points to beat Duke, to be honest. It's my concern for Houston, and I'm a big Calvin Sampson fan. I would be, you know, from my heart, I'm cheering for Houston.
Yeah.
But I just think Duke will be a little too much for him.
Right. Yeah, because you can't root for Duke being a Wake guy.
No, exactly. It's just something in me. I got so many friends that went there. I my mind says they're going to win, but my heart is cheering for Houston.
Do you wish you were? I know you were an assistant for years, maybe 10 years at Wake, something like that.
Yes.
Do you like looking back on it? Do you wish you were a head coach now, dealing with all the stuff that these guys have to deal with?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I love TV.
Yeah,
I love ESPN. I love TV. It's I'm sitting here now. I got the Capital City Go-Go G League game tonight, playoffs against the Maine Celtics. So I'm up in Portland, Maine, and I got the game tonight. If you have the resources to hire the right people around you to do it, and everybody's hearing these terms of GMs and everything else now, it's boiling down to do you have the resources or you don't?
Right.
And the mistake that so many schools, I think, have made is to, like, you know, trying to be a football school and trying to have resources. And that seems to be the problem when we were talking about earlier about Maryland. And I'm not saying they're trying to be a football school or not, but they're when you lose an AD and a coach, when you're successful, that's alarming. And that's typically what happens in some of these situations. It's just resources. It's like how much money is needed to be you know, so effective. So if you don't have one of these jobs and you're not in a portal, man, it's, you know, there's not a better time to be a Division I student athlete ever.
Right. Correct.
Because they got the best job in America right now because they can go play, be a free agent. They so much as stub a toe, you know, within 8 games, they can redshirt and then say, hey, you know what? I'm sitting out the whole year and I'll come back play next year. Like there's nothing better than being a Division I athlete right now.
Hey, Randolph, can we do a little nostalgia with you real quick? Just for people that don't know, you were a great college basketball player, won the ACC championship, were the ACC player of the year. Take me kind of in the huddle. You guys are playing North Carolina, a team that was loaded with Rasheed Wallace and Jerry Stackhouse. Take me in the huddle before you hit the game winner.
Oh, wow. Coming out of that timeout, the game winner was – we still had time left. The great thing about that team and the great thing about the staff and everyone was just everyone was okay with me taking a shot. So there really wasn't. It was just like, hey, what do you want? Is there a matchup? For me, it was just like I preferred space. Just clear out. Let me go 1-on-1. And so that's what it was. It wasn't anything fancy. We just passed it around. And it was like, hey, give me the ball in the middle of the floor so I can see the double team coming. And we knew it was coming. We just didn't know off of who. And my mindset was I'm going to attack whoever the double team is coming from. I'm going to attack that player. So Odom was unique in that way. I always loved picking the right coach is so vital to a person. And Odom was that way for me in a sense of it was when you did all that stuff, the defensive teams and all that, his mindset would be, hey, I got it. They can't guard you. Go at that guy. And then we'll make them adjust to you before we adjust to them. So that was kind of our mindset. And then in the end, we made the shot. They called timeout. And if anyone remembers that moment, I ended up laying on the floor. Yep. I was closing out to a shooter, and I didn't want to foul him. So I just ran at him and fell and trying to lean back, hoping I wouldn't draw a foul on me. So I think of those moments in those offices when I'm calling games or how people are feeling, it translates. But I think for me, it was always, it's kind of how we were talking about just a second ago with Florida and Walter Clayton. It's just there's a calmness about you can see that in a player. Mm-hmm. When you're calm in those moments and, yeah. and those shots that you take. And that's how I felt in moments like that. And you can see that when you see it in other guys.
It's a great memory, buddy.
Yeah, really Randolph, is. Thanks for the time, man. Enjoy New England. Enjoy Maine. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
We'll talk soon, man.
You guys are crushing it, man. Always a pleasure.
All thanks, right, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right,
that's
guys.
Randolph Childress, stud from Wake Forest. He's now a hoops analyst
Flint Hill.
For ACC Network. Local guy through and through. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So Drab came in here just 20 seconds ago, and he basically blew my mind with a video on his phone. It's a short video of Harrison Ford just standing on the platform of a New York City subway station, just waiting for a train to show up, and then he just casually strolls onto the train.
The thing is, he's like, not even he's like in disguise.
He's with his wife, too. Disguise. He's with Calista Flockhart.
She was earlier. I think she left him. She kissed him a goodbye on the platform.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know why you guys think it's so crazy. Well, the subway in New York is a very efficient way to get around.
I know, but he's just too big of a star.
It's also a place where a maniac could come and push you onto the tracks just randomly.
Okay, that doesn't happen that often based on percentages.
I know, but Harrison Ford should always have a private driver.
But it's happening at least once.
He's the subway.
He's too big of a silly.
He's an A++.
He's in New York City. Hop in a cab.
Yeah.
There's 7 million.
Or just have your own driver.
Yeah. He's way too silly to be waiting. He's waiting for a subway car to just show up.
Is he doing, like, research for a film or something?
I don't know.
Maybe he's
taking the subway to Broadway to go see a show.
He's touching that dirty pole.
No, I don't know. How's he dressed?
You know what? Nobody.
Jeans and a dress shirt?
Yeah. He thinks he's just out there, you know, not living his life. Of course he is.
He looks like he walked right off the set of Shrinking on Apple TV, right onto the subway.
Are you telling me if you saw Harrison Ford by himself down here at the Metro on the old Navy Yard?
It would be weird.
You wouldn't think that would be the strangest thing ever?
Well, it'd be a celebrity sighting for sure, but... I use public transportation.
You would question why he was doing. I guarantee you'd say, "Why is Harrison Ford taking the Metro?"
He must be on Felt Street.
Yeah, I would say, "Oh, Harrison Ford is nubs. Harrison Ford has lost all of his money."
I think in New York, it's convenient, but you make a good point. You could take a cab.
No, I think there's nothing more convenient than the cab.
But I don't know. Did he live in New York for a portion of his life? Does he live in New York now? Like it just might be second nature for him.
I'm sure he lived there at some point. The cabs are. They couldn't be any easier. It just couldn't be any easier.
All right, here you go.
He's a subway guy.
He was off. He was on to. He was going to see Curse of the Starving Class.
There you go.
An off-Broadway play.
Okay, yeah, it probably stops right there.
Take a cab.
Maybe, but you take a have a private driver and drop it right off in front of the
if I'm
theater. He doesn't think it's that big a deal.
Well, driving, clearly, it's just
during the Super Bowl. He just did a brand new Jeep commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Drive around your silly Jeep around New York City, or have somebody drive you from point A to point B. I'm not relying. If I'm as silly as Harrison Ford, there's no way I'm relying on public transportation. I'm just not doing it.
He likes to immerse himself with the common folk.
Good for him.
You would put yourself above it.
No, it's not. Above it. I just prefer not to ride on a subway train or a bus when I can go. I can drive myself, or I have the means to hire somebody to drive me to the place.
He doesn't want to waste.
You and I, we'd 100% we'd have a private driver.
1,000%
When you have the Harrison Ford money?
I don't even need a private driver.
It's not even that he's taking the subway. If he was taking the subway with a PR rep and a friend and his wife, I totally get it.
Like an entourage.
He's so famous. He's a top 100 famous person on the planet, 100%. Probably.
It'd be like Sylvester Stallone down there.
Yeah. Riding it by himself.
Yeah, it's weird.
Again, it's if the stop, and I don't know the stop, if the stop is right by where the show is, it's convenient.
It probably is right by the stop.
His whole life is convenient.
It would be like...
He doesn't need convenient. His whole life is convenient.
It'd be like Ovi riding the subway to a Caps game. It doesn't make any sense.
How many people
park below the arena? Why would you take the subway?
How many people do you think ask for pictures or autographs?
People are stunned.
Do you think not that many?
Do you have a hat on? In that video, it was about 20 seconds long. I don't think he got approached by anybody.
He just looks like an old dog.
Because everybody on that platform is like, oh my God, why is Harrison Ford? Why is Han Solo? Why is Indiana Jones riding the subway?
He's riding Han Solo.
Well, people clearly were bothering him because people took pictures of him at the subway and on the car.
Okay. Once they kind of realized that it was him,
I guarantee you, everyone was just
there's video
all over it.
Even men.
By the way, under 30 probably don't know who he is.
Under 30? Well,
there's a lot of people
over
30.
Maybe even under 40.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. He's pretty damn famous.
He's still all over the place doing movies. I guarantee you tons of people know.
It's been a while since The Fugitive. Now, I do watch Shrinking, which is a good show, on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, but he's two of the biggest iconic characters of all time.
Yeah, but those are also older. Like, do you think you're... All right, I know this. My 24-year-old hasn't watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
My oldest has probably seen at least one of the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, if not two or three. Or Indiana Jones movies.
Sure.
Like they know who Harrison Ford is. Lock.
My daughters definitely have watched Indiana Jones.
He starred in a Super Bowl commercial by himself for a minute long. He's a big star.
I'm not denying he's a huge star. I'm just saying,
Super Bowl.
I think generationally,
Where's the weirdest place you've stumbled onto a celebrity? Because we'd go to Super Bowls and see celebrities. But that's normal. You're at a bar or something. One of my most random ones. Now, again, I was in California, but I was in Santa Monica, and friggin' Matthew McConaughey rollerbladed right by me with all the people around just being weird Matthew McConaughey.
I saw Bono out there.
All the people look at you.
Bono was walking down the street that's in Santa Monica Pier.
Exactly right there.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey looked homeless. He looked smelly and homeless.
My celebrity is way, way lower on the list, but I definitely...
No, like a weird place. Not just like a celebrity you saw, But like,
this is weird.
All right.
I had breakfast with Mike Hampton when he was pitching for the Rockies at spring training back in the day.
Where was he? Kiowa?
Denny's. No, a Denny's like in Florida.
Okay.
What's the name of that pancake house or whatever in Rockville?
The original pancake house?
Mitch Richmond was having breakfast right now.
Mitch Richmond was having a short stack.
It was the original pancake house.
It was with the Wizards. Right?
Yeah, I was
Bullets
bizarre.
Maybe back then.
I was like, what are you doing here?
We're happy with Mitch.
Yeah, she said, why do we trade Chris Webber for you? Why did this happen?
Newsweek is reporting that Ford lives in California and Flockhart lives in New York because she's doing Broadway.
So he's probably there
a lot. They live on separate coasts, but he's probably there all the time.
Right.
But he said, apparently he talked to another passenger, and the passenger asked him, why are you taking the metro or the subway?
Yeah.
He said, it's been so long, I just wanted to do it.
Oh, he just wanted to.
That's what he said.
He wanted the novelty. Right.
That makes sense.
That's what he said.
That actually makes sense. Yeah.
Everyone's regular life is a novelty.
Yeah. He's about to donk off.
He wanted to live like a normal dude.
Yeah. He's 80.
It is kind of strange, though.
Yeah,
it's definitely weird.
He's still super active though for 80. Like I said, I mean, I watch Shrinking in
1923. I mean, people watch that.
Is that like a Yellowstone? Like,
yeah,
that's been
Taylor Sheridan.
And I guarantee people under 40 watch 1923. So many people know who he is.
Yeah, well, everybody knows who freaking Harrison Ford is. Yeah. But that, I mean.
JP's acting like Indiana Jones' last movie.
I'd be willing to bet my 18-year-old son doesn't.
Or okay, maybe he doesn't, not. But
he might be a dog.
He might know.
All I know is if I go to the Gallery Place Metro, and
I bet you think your daughter knows?
Harrison Ford? I have no idea.
I would bet Kate doesn't.
If I saw him on the platform at Gallery Place, I would fall over. I wouldn't know what to do.
Would you ask him for a picture?
No, I'm not going to bother the guy.
What if you found out, like, my daughter's best friend did that. The Ovi was at the bar.
I'm not
going to
bother. I'm going to. You know what I'm going to do?
2 minutes away from you.
I'm going to act like I've been there before.
You're not going to rush out of your dorm and go run down and see him?
I might go, but I'm not going to bother him. I might go to like gawk at him from afar, but I'm not going to go bother him for a picture.
Right. I wonder how long it lasts. Once those pictures hit social media, I wonder how long it lasted before he had to hightail.
Hey, Valdez, can you play the song that he was dancing to? Like, I'm going to get it wrong. Is it She Dances for Bands or something about bands?
Oh, I don't know. Bands that make her dance.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
There's a lot of P word in there.
Well, I mean, if you can find a radio edit. But apparently it's like, I think it might be Chickie's, like Jacob Chychrun's favorite song. Or like he serenaded him with that after... Yes. Chychrun signed his
Caps
extension.
And Ovi in particular are having a lot of fun with that song.
Yeah, I've never heard the song. I don't know the artist. I just know it's affiliated with the Caps.
Juicy J.
Loosely.
Juicy J.
You're not a Juicy J guy, Cakes.
Juicy J. This is my first exposure.
Did a collab with Katy Perry. Silly. Do you know what song it was?
No.
Was it Dark Horses? Is that the name of the song?
Oh, I know the song you're talking about.
Is it called Dark Horse?
It definitely has horse in the title. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly
That's
what
a
it
banger.
Is. Okay, if you
I hope this is edited.
I hope so too.
Oh, you're playing this on a
So Ovi was grooving to that last night in the bar in Boston.
In Boston.
I hope they give the Bruins the beatdown. And Ryan Leonard scores, and Ovi scores twice. Is that asking for too much?
I say you go for a Hattie.
That's asking for a lot.
If it's a Hattie, then your game's in play. Big
so, JP, JP, I sent this picture to my youngest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My 21-year-old, not my 23-year-old.
Okay.
I said, do you know who that actor is?
What was her response?
Is that Ben Stiller?
All right, so
Ben Stiller.
I thought she would know.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller would be very upset if he got caught.
Not even the Stiller that's dead.
But you know what? Maybe that's just a bad. Maybe that's just a bad picture. If I sent a better.
I'm looking at a list here from the end of last year. Harrison Ford is the fifth most famous actor in the world.
I mean that. Tracks.
I'm gonna send this picture
right behind.
I know,
Denzel
but it's
Washington.
Generationally.
Who you always bring up?
I'm
kids.
Just
Who
telling
cares?
You.
I don't see 14-year-olds on the subway.
I'm saying 30-year-olds wouldn't even know.
You think Matt Valdez doesn't know who Harrison Ford is?
He's not 30. He wishes he was 30.
You said under 40. I'm 37.
I think so Jamie many has a people little bit of a disconnect with how
that's
I
know. He's crazy.
He only cares about what 15-year-olds think.
Right?
That's not true. It's not true.
You bring up the Commanders.
He just went to somebody who said he was Ben Stiller.
Only Dylan doesn't care about.
I just think it was a bad picture. I sent another picture of him at the Oscars. Let's see if she knows this one.
Yeah, send another picture.
All right, hold on.
Man, Ben Stiller's distraught. She thinks that's him.
I guarantee my oldest daughter knows.
Yeah.
Ava's a little bit clueless when it comes to these photos.
Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
All right. Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my daughter got it on the second guess.
She did? Okay, all good. Right.
Yeah. But he also fed her a clue. He said, well, do I told you remember watching Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
That is a massive clue.
That's a massive clue.
Well, I know, but it's not like she looked up the cast. She just remembers the actor.
Sure.
From the picture, she couldn't tell. Well, he looked a little bit different in Indiana Jones than he did in that picture.
Understood. Here's what I know. Harrison Ford's butt famous, and he shouldn't be riding the subway by himself.
My buddy says, listen, you know, he's from New York. He says, the one thing is, you can get there faster with the subway than a cab. Because, you know, there's no traffic. You hop on a train, boom, you get there faster if you're in a rush.
Cakes is anti-public transportation. Tomorrow I will take, or I guess on Thursday, I will take the subway 100% to go to the Wizards game. He won't even consider it.
I will reach out to Jim Van Stone to get a parking pass. And I will.
But I'll get there faster than him. He'll have to, you know.
He's
okay with that.
Yeah, I'm completely fine with that.
I have to say, I have a little bit of a secondhand embarrassment One of the things I loathe more than anything are April Fool's jokes.
They're the worst.
They're so just awful. And now Tiger's entered the fray. Oh,
no, I'm so happy you brought it up.
Oh, Tiger Woods is doing the April Fool's joke.
This just shows you how unfunny he is.
Well, I tweeted
about a half hour ago that because of the incredible work he's been doing in rehab and, I don't know, maybe like going in like oxygen therapy or whatever he's doing.
He's going to play in the Masters.
His Achilles is good, and he's going to play in the Masters next week. And then 5 minutes later, he retweeted, P.S., April Fool's, my Achilles still a mess.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Never was funny.
Not original. Never for a second was it funny. I hate it. One point, we in the show here during one commercial break about 2 hours ago were a little bit flummoxed because JP read a report that Hunter Dickinson was returning for a seventh season. And we're like, wait a second.
We questioned that.
We figured it out. We did the math. And saw that this is obviously April Fool's.
Yeah, you don't get 9 years to play at college hoops.
If you participate in April Fool's like that, you're a loser.
So Tiger's a loser.
Oh, he's a loser.
So huge off the course loser.
And dork.
I mean, he's a dork. He's unfunny. Very hard to like. God, he gets on my nerves. All that being said, I wish he was playing the Masters.
Dylan Cruz also sent out a tweet saying that he's not as bad as his stats. So he was the 10 strikeouts and 15 at bats. That's not real.
So
confusing April Fool's.
He's doing a weird, confusing April Fool's thing. Well, he's trying to act like he's like 10 for 15 instead of 0 for 15.
No, he's just saying that's not really him.
It's April Fool's.
It's April Fool's.
Right. All right. Well, please, get some hits there, buddy.
Please stop with the April Fool's jokes.
By the way, I just April Fooled you.
Yeah, that didn't sound real.
Yeah, it didn't even make sense.
You're doing it? Oh.
I fell for that.
I didn't.
They did. I think Cakes did.
It was so confusing. I don't know if I fell for it or not.
It's so bad. Like, golf manufacturers are getting into it now. So I saw this one, the launch monitor I have that company's putting out. And all this, and you're like, no, that's fake. You don't have that data. That's fake. Lab Golf put out something. Did you see that? That Lab Golf is putting out a driver. So, you know, they make putters. I can't stand today. I want it to be over.
It's a pretty terrible day.
Right now.
Yeah.
How did you not fall for the Lab putter April Fool's joke?
I don't know.
Lab coming out with a new driver.
I didn't fall for that one.
A new driver. Center shafted driver. God. Get me out of here.
What if ticket sales spiked for the Masters because of Tiger's announcement?
Dude, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry
ticket
about attendance.
Sales. Yeah. I'm just joking.
They don't have to worry about
you
attendance.
You got to do your stupid lottery or whatever.
Lottery, yeah. And there's plenty of people that are.
Kevin Willard just sent out a tweet. He's not really joining Villanova.
Yeah, he's coming back to Maryland.
It was April Fool's.
Derek Queen's looking forward to a sophomore season.
By the way, my oldest daughter got it first guess. So
of course.
23-year-old knows, 21-year-old
she's definitely seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes,
of course she's seen it.
Maybe the latest one.
I mean, those are classic action
saw the
movies
originals.
From the 80s.
Yeah. I know, but I mentioned this to Valdez. Wasn't the whole point of our Mike Marr movie review is that somebody in his age group hasn't seen what we consider to be classics.
He's a little extreme. I feel like his parents have kind of failed him in that they didn't expose him to any sort of movies when he was growing up.
But just because he hasn't seen First Blood doesn't mean he doesn't know who Rambo or Sylvester Stallone is.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. There's a little thing called pop culture.
Yeah.
that people gravitate towards and know about.
I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I'd seen Han Solo, you know, way back in the day.
Right. Of course.
That's how I got exposed to him.
Sure.
Hey, Drabby.
Empire Strikes Back, my favorite Harrison Ford movie.
I'm now down to chasing $20, and your 10 is part of it. I know Valdez has the 10 spot. What are you holding out on purpose, or?
I always like to be the last to pay.
Now, is that what it is? You got a thing going?
Because sometimes he becomes the guy who doesn't pay. You forget.
You're banking on the old forget trick. Is that what it is?
Nah, I'll Venmo you right now.
There's a method to his madness. I like it.
Sometimes people forget.
Yeah.
There's definitely been a pool or two where I didn't collect all.
I'm chasing mine. You're going to April Fool's me at Venmo?
Get your dollars ready for our caps bets for the alt cast.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Can we keep them $1 instead of $5? I feel like I'm going bankrupt. I lose every cap space.
It was a big time holdout on that one.
Yeah.
I think I paid 3 weeks later.
I finally paid.
So we have, for the all-cast, just to clarify, this week we have Smith Pelly and Jeremy Roenick.
Yes.
And maybe Steve Sands.
Ooh, good.
Oh, Sandsy.
Sandsy.
Yeah, we're on the Masters time.
And he's That's a huge right. caps mark, caps which we man. Love.
Yeah, he'll be sure. awesome.
Recap the Valero.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to recap the all the events that led up to the Masters. Dude, I'm so sure.
Did you see Lamar Jackson's already working on an extension?
I saw. They say
it feels like we spent a year talking about what was going to happen contract. With Lamar's well, contract.
He's doing that because he's seen the quarterback since he signed, like, lap him salary-wise.
Yeah.
Right, he signed a 5-year, $260 million deal.
Yeah, that's now outdated.
What did Josh Allen sign for again?
5 years, like $330 million.
$330 million.
Which is what average?
I mean, it's like, I don't know how much 60 some million a year.
I thought they said that Lamar's number was going to be around $70 million. Does that make sense? I mean, it sounds preposterous.
It's going to keep going up, so I don't know.
$70 million a year.
Maybe.
I saw one of these articles say when Jaden's up, he's going to be like 80.
Yeah. I mean, if the salary cap keeps climbing, it just makes sense.
I mean, yeah, the number, like Jaden's contract, you know, multi-year deal is going to start with a 4. $400 million.
Won't they offer him extension?
As long as he's smart with his money, which I think he will be. Seems like a very smart guy.
Yeah.
He'll never worry about money one time in the rest of his life.
Well, of course not. He better
not.
He
won't have one financial worry. Not one.
He's not an idiot.
And that's a great way to go through life. Not worrying about your finances.
Who was the NBA player that lost $100 million?
Antoine Walker. I mean, there's a million
Walker?
Yeah. But
it was Walker. Yeah, it was Walker.
He's one of them.
Now, he was not great with his money, obviously.
No. Well, he was at the casino all the time.
Antoine Walker was?
Oh, he's a big gambler.
He's a big casino guy.
Yeah.
Mm. I saw a little thing about Allen Iverson recently, who's always supposedly at the casino, and he said, "What do you want me to do? Play pickup basketball with losers?"
Now he's
I'm paraphrasing.
he's got that.
It's a hobby.
Now he was lucky that somebody put in his like Reebok deal, right? That he got Falk a bunch of money,
engineered all that.
Yeah, just hooked him.
Yes.
Otherwise, he'd be full on broke.
I think he's
he'd
on
be a brokey.
Wasn't he on an allowance?
Yeah, he's on some sort of like stipend. Yeah.
You see, Reebok are making the Allen Iverson golf shoes.
Ooh.
Are we stepping into an April Fool's joke here?
No.
I don't know what to trust here.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a bit.
No, I'm not. Reebok is making the old AI shoe into a golf shoe.
Well, they're back at a golf big time now with DeChambeau. You know, they signed DeChambeau.
Now I know. Yeah. Reebok guy.
Yeah, Reebok kind of hot.
Reebok's back.
Kind of
hot. We got to get out of here. We are done for the day. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.